I always thought, if I ever owned a piece of land, I'd like to restore it.
Plovers and a lilting Chinese thrush were the first to welcome William S. Merwin to his home by a stream in Pe'ahi Valley, North Maui.
What can you do when a place is wrecked, as so many places are?
These 18 sloping acres had been stripped by large-scale ag and runoff, and Merwin says resembled a rutted road. He and his wife Paula planted nitrogen-fixing ironwoods up near the top.
So that was the beginning of restoring the land. And then, as a sort of fable, a history of Hawaii, I wanted to restore Hawaiian rainforest. Paula and I planted 300 koas, and they almost all died. Again and again, I found that if I put Hawaiian natives, where they've been growing 150 years ago, sometimes they grow for a year or two, and then they were happy to die, and they just wouldn't grow up here.
One native that did grow was the Pichardia native palm.
Because I thought, I can't restore native forests, but palms are endangered all over the world.
Palms have been evolving for 90 million years, but recently, 9 species are reported to have become extinct, and at least 100 are endangered. In 2010, the Merwins created the Merwin Conservancy to preserve the now over 400 species of palms from all over the world in their garden, nearly 3,000 trees planted by hand in the last 30 years. One visitor called it a garden with the forest as its model.
I have to do it this way, the way the forest does it, which is apparently at random, but not at random, and you put things where you think they'll grow well, and close to other kinds of trees that want something different, and you do what you can for the soil. We have to grow them sturdy enough and hope that they'll be able to brave the circumstances.
Planting each tree according to where it grows best, the soil, moisture, shade of each particular spot is expressed, and an ensemble becomes this unique landscape.
This garden was the first garden that was teaching me something. Stop thinking that the world is something that the human beings made, you know. It's much bigger and richer and more surprising than that. And it will go on teaching you as long as you pay attention to it. The garden is where we settle on the earth, really, and have a different relation to it.
That relationship suffuses these words from William S. Merwin. On the last day of the world, I would want to plant a tree. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.